Welcome to the Running After 40 podcast, the podcast about all things related to running at 40 and beyond, produced by www.runningwithgrit.com. We help you stay physically healthy and emotionally strong at any running pace. I'm Sarah, your host, and a wife, a full-time working mom with three kids, three dogs, and a lifetime passion for running. Whether you are a veteran runner looking to maximize your times as a master runner, or a brand new jogger starting in your 40s, 50s, or any age, this podcast will be there for your journey. I want to share stories, secrets, and strategies for success. This includes mistakes and lessons learned, all related to running past age 40. Let's hit the play button together and hit the roads as runners with grit after age 40. Hi, guys. Welcome to episode 113 of the Running After Age 40 podcast. I'm Sarah, your host. And today's episode will be a short episode about being as careful and as focused on your emotional fitness as you are your physical fitness. And by that, I mean we're constantly measuring our miles, our time, our weight, our, you know, progress as far as weight training, how we look in the mirror. We're measuring all these different things, our heart rate. I know that you can do all these fancy things now, so I'm not going to get into those because I don't do them, but just your smartwatch can measure so many different things related to your running training. But if you're not looking at your emotional fitness and looking at it really hard, you know, I would say that you're not maximizing your full potential in running and in your life. So most of this episode will just be questions that I'm throwing out at you. So keep that in mind. I don't have all the answers for this. I am a work in progress, just like you. And I think that it's really important to remember that we can train our brain and we can train our emotional fitness just like we can our physical fitness. So how are you? Are you in command of your emotional fitness? Like, are you actually taking stake of it and assessing it? Because like I said, we most likely are measuring our miles and measuring our times, but we want to make sure that we are looking at our emotional fitness as well. So the first question to really ask yourself is, how do you bounce back after a run that's not so good, or a race that doesn't have the outcome that you wanted it to have, or a day, you know, or a work meeting that you had that didn't go so well, just like you, the run, a work meeting, or a discussion with your kids that just didn't end well, and you went to bed and you're just frustrated and felt sad and mad and all the things. Like, how do you bounce back from negative things in your life, physically or mentally and emotionally? So ask yourself that question and really dig in deep and see, and you know, how long does it take you? What are your emotions as you're going through that? Do you start to kind of self-destruct, or are you pretty quick about getting back on track? Let's be honest. What is your relationship with food and sleep? So a lot of people that listen to this podcast are, well, most likely are in the over 40 crowd, and we didn't have the education on, you know, food and body image and things like that that are out there nowadays. So what is your relationship like with food? What's your relationship like with sleep and just self-care overall? And if you look in the mirror and you don't have a healthy relationship with food, then I really advise you like to get some help, some professional help, whether it be, you know, going to see someone or reading some books and taking care of that aspect, because you'll just become this different person and a better runner because of it too. And so if that's, you know, very important to you, then do it for you, you know, do it for the runner in you, really get care of yourself. So, you know, maybe you're just looking to be happy. Maybe you came upon this podcast and you think running makes me happy. I want to be happier. But like, what is happiness to you? And what is happiness to you today? And like in, you know, a year compared to 5 years ago, 10 years ago, it might mean something different to you. What does make you happy? Do you ask yourself that question? And is that really what you want? Is your goal to be confident? And if so, what does confident mean to you? As a human, right? As a runner, but just as a human first. So, you know, we label ourselves sometimes, and you might consider yourself a fitness enthusiast and a runner and all these things, but you got to look at the core of who you are and talk to yourself and make sure that you're measuring the things that are most important. And what will happen, guys, is that your running will improve because of it. If you take care of these little things and really take care of you. We talk a lot on this podcast about nutrition and looking all, you know, looking at your sleep and all these things. And it's so important. Are you measuring it? Like, are you measuring that, gosh, every day at like 2 o'clock, I feel so tired. I could almost lay back in my cubicle or in my office, or, you know, I don't even want to take the dog for a walk. Well, what did you eat the 36 hours before that? And is that affecting your emotional and your physical fitness? Or is your physical fitness like really need some help? And that might be true too, but your emotional fitness can really drag you down. You can train it. You can train your emotional fitness just like you can your physical fitness, but you have to be aware of it. And it's a lot harder to assess your emotional fitness and measure it than it is your physical fitness. Again, we can measure your miles. We can measure your times. We can measure how many miles you ran that day, that week, that month, all those things. But if you're not looking at your emotional fitness too, then you're not going to be able to improve upon it. And you're not going to be able to see where the gaps are and where things might be dragging you down. So this, the whole premise of this episode is just to start making you think. So think, please. Don't just look at your miles and your time and your running log and write that down. Also, write down your feelings. Write down what you ate, how you felt. What were your relationships like? How did you sleep? Did you take forever to get to sleep because you were stressed and worried? Like, look at those kind of components, and then you can start to train your emotional fitness just like you do for your physical fitness. This was a short episode. I would love to hear from you if you have advice on how runners can take back their emotional fitness and take control of it and start to train it just like they can their physical fitness and do all the things, because I really think that's what it's going to take for us all to get to the next level. Thanks for listening to the Running After Age 40 podcast. If you like the show, please be sure to rate and give us a like in iTunes. Also, check out our website, www.runningwithgrit.com, for all things related to running over the age of 40. We have a special gift guide up for the holidays on the site, designed to share stocking stuffer ideas and gifts for runners at pretty much every price. Thanks for listening.